Trump condemns radical left's open vire on law enforcement after deputies shot in LA. By Charlie Spiring on September 13, 2020. President Donald Trump on Sunday rallied support for the two Los Angeles deputies that were shot on Saturday night. "As we begin tonight, our thoughts are with the two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles who are fighting for their lives when a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point-blank range," Trump said, referring to the horrific crime. The president spoke at a campaign rally in Henderson, Nevada, on Sunday night. "We send our love and our support to their families, and we pray to God for their recovery," he said. Trump blamed Joe Biden for fueling the left's campaign against police officers, recalling that the former vice president failed to condemn violence against police officers, including a Las Vegas officer who was shot in the head in June and left paralyzed. "For the entire summer, Joe Biden was silent as left-wing mobs assaulted police officers," he said. "When Biden's far-left supporters set fire to police cars and precinct stations, courthouses, Joe Biden called them peaceful protesters." Trump also ridiculed Biden for remaining silent about the violence during the Democratic National Convention but then suddenly condemning it when his polls started to drop. "In the Republican Party, we know that police officers are not villains but heroes that risk their lives to keep us safe," he said. Trump described the criminal who shot the deputies as an animal and again promoted the idea of leveling the death penalty against people who kill police officers. "Biden wants to appease domestic terrorists, and my plan is to arrest domestic terrorists," he said. "And we also believe that if you murder a police officer, you should receive the death penalty." The president reminded his supporters that Biden wanted to eliminate the death penalty. "Joe Biden opposes the death penalty even for these cop killers, predators that murder children. He opposes the death penalty for the Boston bomber," he said.